Hello, and welcome to the Keto for Christ podcast. Have you been struggling to have success with keto? Have you tried it in the past, had great results, but somehow life happened and you gained it all back? It's so much more difficult the second time around, am I right? Trust me, friend, I understand and I feel your pain, frustration, and disappointment because that's exactly what happened to me. My name is Cherie Haynes, and I am so passionate about getting the message of keto out into the world. But what if I told you that bringing God into the equation could make all the difference? As Philippians 4:13 states, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." So, do you want to do keto the easy way or the hard way? If you'd like to do keto the easy way, please join me each week as I share simple strategies for keto and as we pray together for the strength and commitment we need to honor this temple God has given us so that we can better serve Him. I believe when we do keto for Christ, success will be inevitable. Let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Hello, love. Is it okay if I call you love? That's what I call my friends, and I think at this point we are definitely friends, am I right? Okay, perfect. Now that we have that out of the way, I have something to share with you today that I really think you need to hear. So I was reading John Maxwell's book, Today Matters, earlier this week, and he had this quote in there that really hit me between the eyes. It reads, "Most people want to avoid pain, and discipline is often painful. But we need to recognize that there are really two kinds of pain when it comes to our daily conduct. There is the pain of self-discipline and the pain of regret. Many people avoid the pain of self-discipline because it's the easy thing to do. What they may not realize is the pain of self-discipline is momentary, but the payoff is long-lasting." Does hearing that not just take the wind right out of you? Me too, love. Well, Maxwell goes on to give a specific example about exercise that is so relevant to our healthy lifestyle. He says, "If we made a decision to try to be healthy, but we put off exercising, it's true. We put off 30 minutes of unpleasantness, but then we feel guilty because we violated the decision we knew was right for us. Then we regret not having exercised. And if we constantly avoid exercise, we end up paying a price later. On the other hand, when we do practice the discipline of exercise for 30 minutes, we feel good about ourselves the entire day. That's a great trade-off. We get 16 hours of positive feelings about ourselves for half an hour of work. And if we consistently practice the discipline of exercise, we also receive a health benefit that can literally save and extend our lives." Now, I personally have been struggling recently with giving into temptation and cheating pretty regularly on keto. I'll be good, quote unquote, all week, and then Ralph and I will go to our favorite Mexican restaurant and I'll eat chips and salsa. Yep, chips are definitely my weakness lately. Can you relate, love? Hopefully, I'm not the only one dealing with these struggles. Well, I found this verse in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, that really spoke to me. "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, He will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it." This is a powerful reminder of a few different things. Number one, I am not alone. Temptation can be so isolating if we believe we are the only one struggling. Number two, I can do this. God is faithful and knows my limits. He won't tempt me more than I can bear, which means he knows that I have the strength to overcome it. Number three, there is always another way. It makes sense in the moment to think that the only way to satisfy my crazy strong desire for chips is to give in and eat them, but there is always another way to respond to that urge. Now, it's definitely not always easy, but this verse is a great reminder to stop, think, and look for the way out of temptation. Okay, so back to John Maxwell's quote. When I read it, I'm reminded that every time I make the decision in the moment to cheat, I need to really ask myself, is the temporary comfort and enjoyment worth the price I will pay later? This is really difficult to get a handle on at times because the consequences of our decisions aren't always felt immediately. But what if we were able to see into the future and took a moment to envision that person we could potentially become? Well, that is why it is so important to start making positive changes right now. I think you and I are looking at our days in the wrong way, love. We remember the good old days better than they were. We exaggerate yesterday, we overestimate tomorrow, we underestimate today. The truth is that the most important day we will ever experience is today. Today is the key to our success. So how do we put this into action? Well, I think John Maxwell gave us a perfect example that we can use with every area we'd like more self-discipline in. Remember that example with the 30-minute workout? Well, I think it's as simple as these five steps. Step number one, define some habits you would like to make regarding self-discipline. For example, one of my habits could be to remain clean keto today or perhaps for 1 week. Step number two, for each habit you made, determine the principle-based purpose behind it. Why is this habit so important? And love, please let me know if it would be helpful to have a future episode to really dig deep and help you figure out your purposes and priorities. So my purpose would be to honor the temple God has blessed me with. Also, I know how much better I feel eating this way and how much more productive I am. Step number three. For each habit, define what will happen as a result of you not following through on that habit, both in the short term and long term. Now, I think this is so key, love. As I mentioned earlier, when we just think about what we want to do in the moment, the consequence doesn't always seem that bad because, well, there's always tomorrow, right? But none of us know if we will be blessed with the gift of another day, so we must focus on this very moment. I suggest to list all negative feelings and results you will experience by intentionally making the decision not to follow through on your habit in the short term, as well as the worst case scenario of what could ultimately happen. For example, if I don't follow through on my habit of eating clean keto today, I will be exhausted, not thinking clearly, bloated, irritable, and have less focus altogether. Therefore, I will be less productive. If I don't follow through on my habit to eat clean keto today and beyond, I could ultimately be setting myself up for developing diabetes, which runs in my family and unfortunately played a role in my grandpa's death. I can still picture those final days and my last visit with him. He seemed so frail and had such a hard time breathing after walking only a short distance.
This was so different from the strong, healthy man I remember growing up, who always knew how to put a smile on my face. We had such amazing memories together, and I think about him all the time. My dad has also had diabetes, and though he did reverse it, as I mentioned in episode 1 titled My Story and How God Led Me to Start the Keto for Christ podcast, he was on a dangerous path there for a while and developed an infection that could have taken over his entire body. It still gives me chills to think about how scary the thought of losing him was. I could also be setting myself up for dealing with chronic pain the rest of my life, having no energy or desire to exercise, developing depression, and potentially dying an early death, all because I didn't take care of my body today. While I don't like to focus on the negative, taking a cold, hard look at what we don't want is a powerful motivator. It also might be the kick in the pants we need to get it done. Am I right? Hello, love. Have you been searching for some healthy keto products to give you that extra boost? Well, I'd love to share with you what's been working for me. If you go to CherieHaines.Bulafit.com, you'll be able to find everything from Keto Fuel, which is an amazing meal replacement shake, to Keto Coffee, which is a delicious instant organic coffee, to the new and improved Burn Caps. If you've been experiencing cravings or low energy levels, trust me, love, you need these Burn Caps in your life. I've been using these incredible products for over 3 years now and know they've played a huge part in my success. And I just want that for you too. Again, go to CherieHaines.Bulafit.com and I'll have a link for you in the show notes. Step number 4. Now define all the positive outcomes that you'll be able to experience by following through on your habit. Okay, enough of the heavy stuff, and on to the real power behind making good choices. If I do follow through on my habit of eating clean keto today, I will be full of energy, excited to start the day, full of focus, and extremely productive. I will be able to get ahead, therefore creating less stress for future weeks. If I do follow through on my habit of eating clean keto for the rest of my life, I will be able to live a long and happy life serving God for years to come. I won't be taking any prescription medication. I will never develop diabetes. I will be in a top mental state. I'll be able to exercise every single day. And by that point, I will definitely be living on a beach somewhere. And I will have made an incredible impact on the world. Now that truly lights me up. Step number 5. Every time you're faced with making a decision around that habit, start asking yourself which outcome will better serve you. Viktor Frankl has a great quote that speaks to this very topic. Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom. By investing the time to think through the pros and cons of these steps, and by keeping them in the back of our minds when making related decisions, we will be reminded why we are choosing this lifestyle. When they are principally based on Scripture, we can be confident that we are living our Heavenly Father's purpose for our lives. So, love, is there a temptation that you've been facing that together we could brainstorm through all the positive and negative effects just as I did? Just food for thought. I hope you know I will never judge you. As I just admitted, I too struggle, But us friends have to give each other some tough love from time to time, am I right? Now, I know it isn't always fun to go there, but it is necessary to really visualize the negative impacts not taking care of our bodies could have on our future before it's too late. As it says in Hebrews 12, verse 11, "For in the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of the righteousness to those who have been trained by it." And also in 2 Chronicles 15, verse 7, "But you, take courage, do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." I don't know about you, but these verses are both incredibly encouraging to me. Now, I know our time is coming to an end, but I truly hope you found some value here today, even if it just served as a reminder. Would you pray with me, love? Dear Heavenly Father, you've given us a lot to think about this week as we reflect on decisions we make each day. Please help us to remember how very important today is. And even though in the moment all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, later it yields the peaceful fruit of the righteousness to those who have been trained by it. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Before you go, love, I wanted to remind you that I am a certified health and life coach and would love the opportunity to work with you one-on-one if there's something that you're struggling with. Sometimes, if we are able to dig a little deeper into your personal situation, we can get to the root of the problem together. If you'd like more information, please send me an email at healthcoach.shariehaines@gmail.com. Bye for now, and I hope you have a blessed week in the Lord.